Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Now, there will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
I will vote in the primary, yes.
Definitely?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, first answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people. The first one is Ruben Becerra.
Unaware.
Oh, that's fine. What about Erin Zwiner?
Unaware.
Beto O'Rourke?
Positive. Very positive.
Very favorable, thank you. What about Greg Kassar?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Roland Gutierrez?
Unaware.
Chevo Pastrano?
Unaware.
Debbie Gonzalez Inglesby?
Unaware.
And Joe Biden?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Thank you very much. Now, in a Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate, to pick a candidate to run against Ted Cruz, would you vote for Colin Allred or Roland Gutierrez if you had to choose today?
Gutierrez.
Thank you. And in a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Erin Zwiner or Chevo Pastrano, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Unaware.
We just want to know, you know, where would you lean?
I'd most likely the second option. Remind me the second option?
Yes. Chevo Pastrano?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, here is some information about these two candidates in the Democratic primary for Texas State House. Chevo Pastrano is a lifelong resident of Hays County who grew up on River Road in San Marcos as the son of farm workers, moved to Kyle, graduated from Texas State, worked in the local sheriff's office, and is now a successful defense attorney. Chevo is a progressive fighter for democratic values whose priorities will be increased school funding and teacher pay, ensure LGBTQ rights, get funding to end gridlock on IH-35, and increase the minimum wage. As for Erin Zwiner, she is the third term as a state house member, where her record as a common sense progressive, hard worker, and rules expert means that she is effective both at stopping extreme Republican bills and advocating for Hays County. Erin is a mom who volunteers at her child's school, an educator, an author, and conservationist by training. Erin works to protect abortion rights, to increase funding for our schools and teachers, to maintain local control over growth and development, and she founded the Energy and Climate Caucus to tackle climate change in Texas. Based on this, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you had to choose today, Erin Zwiner or Chevo Pastrano?
Erin Zwiner.
Thank you. Next, rate how important a candidate's position on each of the following issues are to you in deciding who you will support in a Democratic primary election for state representative. Use a 1-to-5 scale with 5 meaning most important and 1 meaning not important at all. The first one is growth, development, and traffic congestion.
3.
Thank you. What about strengthen Texas electric grid to avoid blackouts?
4.
Voting rights and protecting democracy?
5.
Climate change and protecting the environment.
5.
Restoring abortion rights.
5.
Fight against Texas new law allowing local police to deport anyone suspected of being an undocumented immigrant without due process.
5.
Fully fund public education from the state to take the burden off local property taxes.
5.
Vouchers, like stopping Governor Abbott's plan to give taxpayer dollars to parents who send their kids to private religious schools.
5.
Thank you. And the last one for this session is gun laws, restricting the sale of assault weapons.
5.
Thank you very much. Now, when it comes to the issue of abortion, which candidate do you prefer? One who is 100 pro-choice and fights to restore Texas women's rights and give doctors the freedom to perform medically necessary procedures, or one who whose pro-life religious beliefs leads them to support some of Texas restrictions on abortion to stop the loss of unborn life?
The first one.
The first one, thank you. Next, here are a few statements you might hear about that are critical of a candidate's records or actions of a candidate for the Texas State House. Answer if each would cause you to definitely vote against that candidate, probably vote against that candidate, or would not make a difference to you. The first statement is, as a lawyer, the candidate has represented several men convicted of sexual assault crimes, including one who raped his 13-year-old stepdaughter and argued in court that the rape was the girl's fault.
Against.
Probably against or definitely vote against?
Definitely against.
Thank you. The next one is, the candidate has been cited multiple times for not paying business taxes.
Probably against.
Thank you. The next one is, the candidate failed to gain endorsements of several local elected officials, reflecting criticism they are not in touch with Hayes County.
Definitely against.
The candidate working as an attorney tried to get his brother, who was a sheriff's deputy accused of sexual molestation, set free on a technicality, even though the brother, while on duty, forced a Texas State student in the back of his squad car to remove her clothing and as he groped her.
Definitely against.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, while the candidate lives in Hayes County now, they grew up in a wealthier part of Austin and attended college elsewhere, so they don't have strong, deep roots here.
Indifferent.
Would not make a difference. Thank you very much.
Not yet.
Thank you. And before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Perfect.
Thank you. Now, lastly, some statements about the record of State Representative Erin Sweener. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. The first statement is, Erin Sweener is a leader in the legislature to protect LGBTQ plus rights.
Favorable.
Is it very positive or somewhat positive?
Positive.
Very or just somewhat?
Very, very positive.
Very, thank you. The next one is, as the only member of Texas House with a professional background in the environment, Representative Sweener leads on fighting climate change, protecting clean air and water, and conserving our open space.
Very positive.
Thank you. The next one is, after listening to grieving local parents who lost children to drug overdoses, Erin passed a law to fund education about the dangers of fentanyl and in public schools.
Very positive.
Thank you. The next one is, Erin Sweener has been on the front lines fighting against Texas Republicans' extreme abortion bans, including the Bounty Hunter Bill, restrictions against out-of-state travel, and criminalizing doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant Texans.
Very positive.
Thank you. Representative Zwinger successfully fought hard stopping Governor Abbott's recent voucher scheme that would have robbed billions in funding from public schools and teachers to instead pay for private and religious schools.
Very positive.
Thank you. Erin is known for her hard work and intelligence, including a three-time Jeopardy champion. Her mastery in the legislative process has made her one of the most effective Democrats at stopping dangerous Republican bills.
Very positive.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, Erin Zwinger has a record for delivering for Hays County, including increased funding for Texas State University and giving local communities tools to manage growth.
Very positive.
Thank you very much. After hearing all this information, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you had to choose today, Erin Zwinger or Shable Pastrano?
Erin Zwinger.
Thank you very much. Now, just a few questions for classification purposes. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 54? 55 and 64, or 65 and over?
18 and 29.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself of Mexican or Hispanic Latino heritage?
Yes.
Thank you. What was the last grade you completed in school?
Finished bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you. And how long have you lived in Hays County? Between 0 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, 21 to 30 years, or more than 30 years?
0 to 10.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have Bye-bye. A wonderful day. Goodbye.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.